The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
The show kicks ass. Oh, hell yeah.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won is twice as sweet as money is money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
For anyone else, oh, he's exaggerating, he's prisoner of the moment. First off, shut up. This is the National Football League. This is not the Big 12. Not Pop Warner. An absolute disgrace. An atrocity. An affront. One of the most disgraceful performances that I have ever seen in 35 years watching National Football League football.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, magnificent football Monday. And it is a magnificent football Monday. Perhaps the most magnificent football Monday in the history of magnificent football Mondays. Emphasis on magnificent, because the New York football Giants did it, firing overmatched head coach Brian Daboll. We will get to that momentarily after the intro to the show, because this is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on Sirius XM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, we will break down the weekend that was in college football. The movers, the shakers, the winners, the losers. What we're expecting from the next slate of college football playoff rankings and projections coming up tomorrow. And I'm going to tell you, dear listener, and you, dear viewer, why I'm worried about Indiana. That's right. I said it. I'm concerned about the Indiana Hoosiers moving forward this season. And I'll tell you why coming up a little later in the show. We will go over all the big results from Week 10 NFL Sunday. All of them. So don't you worry. We will get to the happenings in the AFC East. Drake May and the Patriots win. Josh Allen and the Bills face plant in Miami in embarrassing fashion. We will talk AFC North as the Ravens, the official winners of the color of purple, taking down a hapless J.J. McCarthy and the Minnesota Vikings. And it looks like Aaron Rodgers may have lost his battle against Father Time. So we'll talk AFC East. We will talk AFC North. And I am going to tell everybody right now, not a prediction, a spoiler. The better team in the NFC West and the NFC West team best equipped to win the division, win the NFC, and win the Super Bowl. We will get to all of it over the course of the program today. Power Hour, final hour of the show. All our bets for tonight, as per usual, including the certified five-star banger. You know, like Usher says in the critically acclaimed 2003 pop song, Yeah. Featuring Ludacris and Lil Jon, which was the anthem of spring weekend my sophomore year of college. From a 1 to 10, tonight's game is a certified 20 with the Eagles and the Packers in Lambeau Field. We're going to give you our handicap, the side, the total, the props. Thy Royal Prop King coming off just a magnificent day yesterday for the Prop King. Came a couple bets away from sweeping both the 1 o'clock and the 4 o'clock slate. No thanks to Puka Nacua and Tez Johnson in both slates yesterday, but a great day for the Prop King. Femi Zeilin, first touchdown scorers. We are all over the Eagles and the Packers coming up tonight from Lambeau on Monday Night Football. And as always, dear listener and dear viewer, today's social question on Mondays and Thursdays, What is your best bet for the Island football game? Your best bet for Eagles-Packers tonight at Lambeau? Could be a side, could be a total, could be a prop. Type it in the YouTube chat, type it in the Twitch chat, tweet us at the Costos, at Femi Abebefe, at You Better You Bet. Bill Zimmerman will read the best replies on air poorly. And downtown Mike Brown will put your name in lights. But we officially begin this magnificent, magnificent Monday with the news that makes it all the more magnificent for me as a lifelong New York football Giants fan. Brian Daboll fired after yet another hideous collapse yesterday in Chicago at the hands of Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, and the Chicago Bears. Up 17-10 in the fourth quarter, Daboll opts for a short field goal with Younghoe Koo. Has a chance to go up by 14, says, no. Let's kick a 19-yard field goal. And, of course, the Bears come back with two touchdowns. He gets Jackson Dart concussed because he can't help himself, and the Bears end up winning. And just a quick note on the Chicago Bears, because I don't think we're going to get to them over the course of today's show. To all the Bears fans out there, and there are many great Bears fans that watch the show and listen to the show, and we're going to flame the Giants in a second here. We'll talk about Brian Daboll. We'll get to it in a moment. But just on the Bears fans that are feeling high and mighty, the Bears fans with their chests puffed out today, they're feeling really good. Their team's 6-3. You should feel good. I would feel good if I were you. And God bless. I bet the Bears to make the playoffs before the year. I loved it. I was rooting for the Bears. And the people that know me know that this is true. This is not for shtick. I was rooting at the end of the game yesterday for the Chicago Bears. Like it was the Yankees in Game 7 of the World Series. Like it was the Knicks in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. I needed the Giants to lose this game because I knew what could happen if they lost. And damn it, by losing, the Giants actually won. But to the Bears fans, I'll tell you, you think this was some referendum on Caleb Williams? You think this was Caleb Williams' big-time moment where Caleb stepped up to the plate and got it done, and now you can rely on Caleb in the big spots moving forward? I'm not here to tell you that's not true, but I will say this. The New York Football Giants are a gravitational force of suck. Of suckitude. It doesn't matter who the Bears quarterback would have been at the end of that game yesterday. It could have been Caleb Williams. It could have been Tyson Secret Agent Man. Jim Harbaugh could have gotten on a flight from Los Angeles to Chicago, quarterbacked the Bears like he did in the old days, and then flown back to L.A. to coach the game last night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Smoking Jay Cutler could have put down the Marlboro Red and strode onto the field. Man, Jim McMahon wearing his headband. Hopefully this headband would have honored the late, great Paul Tagliabue. Jim McMahon could have gotten on the field and beating the New York Football Giants at the end of that game yesterday. You think this was about the Bears? No. It didn't matter who the quarterback was. It didn't matter who the team was. The New York Football Giants, destined, written, quoth the suctitude, nevermore, destined to lose that football game because they are losers. And losers lose. That's what they do. And the New York Football Giants, coached by Brian Daboll, were, I can't even say, the ultimate losers. Because Brian Daboll, in the years since the Giants won Super Bowl 46, is the best Giants coach. After Tom Coughlin, it's him. It has to be him. He won a playoff game. Think about that. He's the best. And he was atrocious. I mean, Ben McAdoo, Pat Shurmur. Joe Judge is one of the worst head coaches ever. Like, Brian Daboll is Bill Parcells compared to Joe Judge. And that's how bad it's been for the Giants. But make no mistake about it. Brian Daboll was the absolute worst, and Brian Daboll needed to go. And you still got people right now on social media who are logging on, who they're mad. And they want to defend Brian Daboll. And they want to defend Joe Shane, who is somehow sticking around as general manager and will lead the coaching search. I want to know what kind of pictures he has of the Mara and Tisch family that he just gets to unscathed 4 years running this team. They never win, and he just gets to keep his job, and he gets to pick the next coach. Make it make sense. In no other profession in this country, like, if you managed a McDonald's for 4 years and your profits went down 3 years in a row, do you think they're like, yeah, like Grimace comes and gives you a big hug? Like the Hamburglar comes and steals your hamburger off your desk and smiles at you? No. Like Joe from HR shows up and tells you to pack your bleep and go. But no, but in professional football with a $1 billion organization, no. You can lose every year. You can lose every game. You can be an absolute laughingstock and an absolute disgrace, and you still get to show up to work. Like, is Joe Shane embarrassed? How could you not be? If I were him and I presided over this losing and I get to keep my job while the coach gets fired, I would be, I mean, I guess in one instance you're grinning like the Cheshire Cat because you get to be a GM in the NFL of a legacy franchise like the New York Football Giants. But I mean, do you, is there, does anyone have any shame anymore in 2025? Does anyone feel shame? Does anyone get embarrassed by anything? Like, if Brian Daboll had one shred of self-respect, he would have gotten up the other. He wouldn't have had made John Mara make this decision. He should have gotten up there in the podium and resigned. And then Joe Shane, in the suit, looking like he's going up for his first communion, he should have resigned also. Save them the trouble. Like, hey, we suck. Our team never wins. We never win. We never win. Can I repeat that for people? All the people that are doing mental gymnastics, I promise you don't have to do this. Contorting yourself like you're in Cirque du Soleil. You don't have to do this. We don't have to play this game where, well, one can be good and the other has to go. And maybe it's Dable's fault or maybe it's Shane's fault. And we need to save one. We can't fire them both. We don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. Here's what's great about professional football and sports. It's supposed to be a meritocracy. You win, you keep your job. You lose, you're on the unemployment line. That's it. The Giants never win. They lose every goddamn game. And we're still doing this, that, yeah, Joe, that press release that the Giants put out. Oh, we believe we have a great young nucleus of players. Name them. I want names. Who are the good young players on the Giants? Like, yes, we'll talk about Jackson Dart. I think Jackson Dart's awesome. I thought that was the best game he's played thus far this season. I'm a Jackson Dart guy. I'm not anti-Jackson Dart. And yes, you do have to give the coach and the GM, the fired head coach and the GM, some credit for Jackson Dart. Fine. And you can give them credit for Malik Nabers, even though, like, this pen I'm holding up right now that I got for voting last week, some good my vote did. Like, this pen could have drafted Malik Nabers. What a difficult draft pick. Like, this absolute stud wide receiver, you need a receiver. Here's Malik Nabers. Wow, great job. Show me the talent on this roster. Show it to me. Show me, like, these players that you're inventing that you think are so great at football, despite the fact that when they take the field every Sunday, every Monday, every Thursday, whenever the game is played, what do? They lose. Show me this great football team that loses every game. Show it to me. I want to see it. I want to see the coach that's coming in with this group of players who loses every game, and now they're just going to start winning magically because Brian Dable's not there, and don't confuse what I'm saying. Dable's terrible. If Dable were a good coach, maybe he could coax it out of them. But the idea that this is like some sleeping giant, no pun intended here, and like it's Dable's fault only solely that the team stinks, like, stop it. It's asinine. It is ludicrous. And if you're a legit head coaching candidate in the NFL, your Chargers defensive coordinator, Jesse Minter, fresh off that awesome game plan last night against Rodgers and the Steelers. You know, let's say, I'm just spitballing here. Let's say Lane Kiffin wanted to return to the NFL for a legacy franchise and coach his college quarterback, Jackson Dart. I'm making this up. Let's say that John Mara loves Bill Belichick, which we know is true, and maybe wants to court Bill Belichick to return to the National Football League. What hotshot head coaching candidate in the National Football League is coming to work for Joe Shane. Name him. Who is it? I want to know who it is. For this general manager who has to be considered a lame duck, right? They lose next year. What are the excuses going to be? Are we out of them yet? Year four. It's a presidential term. We're just going to reelect them. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable that you, some of you people still feel you'll defend anything. It makes me sick. I'm not done. We got more on the New York Football Giants coming up next, and a surprise return to practice for the Cincinnati Bengals.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.